One thing that we can notice in the first reading from the book of Isaiah, the prophet, is the symbol of the mountain. And we can take a look at this place, the altar. When the priests and the ministers go up to the altar, just they climb the steps, like going up the mountain. And the fathers of the church have a beautiful tradition of describing Jesus as the mountain of salvation. And we can see many parts of the scripture that Jesus went up to the mountain to pray. It was on a mountain that God revealed or gave his law, the commandments, to Moses and his people, Mount Sinai. It was on a mountain that Jesus proclaimed the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the merciful. It was a mountain that Jesus was transfigured before his disciples. Now in the Eucharist, the celebration of the Holy Eucharist, the presence of Christ, the mountain of salvation. We go up to the mountain of the Lord to have an encounter with God. In the Christian tradition, in religious tradition, mountains are described as places of encounter with the divinity. We go to the Smoky Mountains or somewhere else, Snow-capped Mountains in Colorado, we can see the power of the divine presence in the beauty of nature. So, my dear friends, every moment of our existence is a journey to God's mountain, to have an encounter with God, to experience His presence, His love, His mercy, His compassion, His care. We can see in the moment of communion, when people line up to receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ, like going on a pilgrimage to the mountain, which is Christ, the mountain of salvation, to have that intimate encounter with God, with Christ. So, my dear friends, every moment we need to be aware, to be open to that presence. Jesus comes to us every moment, everywhere. There are people who are so oblivious and aware. They are like asleep or blind, and they don't recognize the signs of God's presence in their lives. The Lord Jesus comes to us every moment. It can be in a moment when we have a conversation with a friend, maybe someone who gives us good advice, good insights about something. It is in that moment that the Lord Jesus comes. If we are open to His manifestations, His presence, then we welcome Him into our lives. But if we are not, then we miss out that opportunity because Jesus Christ passes by. He comes near to us. So we need to have our eyes open, our ears attentive, our hearts ready for the Lord to come when He knocks at the door, willing to share His life with us. So stay alert and ready, awake, open and ready for any moment in which the Lord comes. The Lord comes every moment when the Holy Eucharist is celebrated, when the bread and wine are transformed into His body and blood, in a moment of forgiveness and reconciliation, Right there is Christ coming to us. When someone comes asking for help, whatever it might be, it is Christ who comes at that moment, knocking at the door of our hearts, willing to enter into a relationship with us, to have an encounter with us. That is the spirit of Advent. And we live that spirit every day of our lives. In other words, we need to be attentive always. Whether we are at home, here in the church, in the shopping mall, at work, when we drive, everywhere and every time the Lord Jesus comes, He speaks to us. He makes His presence known to us. And so, we are open to Him, or we are not. We accept or we reject. So, what is our decision? Do we want Christ? Or do we let Him pass by without paying attention to Him? We cannot miss out that opportunity, that gift, that presence.